Part 1. The Cult Experience. With greater knowledge about cults, people are less susceptible to deception. Robert J. Lifton. 1. Defining a cult. If you are a former cult member and want to come to terms with your experience, it's important to understand what a cult is and what it means to have been involved in one. People whose lives were deeply affected by a cult or a high-control program or an abusive or narcissistic relationship respond to their experiences in many different ways. Some say that they would never repeat the experience. Others feel as though they had been close to evil or to a power they could not resist. Still others describe their involvement as some good, some bad. Possibly there are as many responses as there are cultic groups and individual experiences. Nevertheless, many former members state that when they first encountered their group or leader, or when they first joined, they felt a sense of wonder, as if they had drawn near to something awesome. Most recall an overwhelming sense of exhilaration, excitement, passion, or expectation. For those who became close to a cult leader, the experience may have had an almost hypnotic quality. Many cult members describe themselves as being enthralled with an ideal, a group, or a charismatic leader, and perhaps without realizing it, their choice of words points to an essential aspect of the cult experience. Merriam-Webster defines thrall as a servant, slave, bondman, serf, a person in moral or mental servitude, a state of servitude or submission, a state of complete absorption. Thraldom can also express an almost mystical sense of rapture, an apt description of the passionate devotion to a cause, leader, or belief system that is typically found in cult groups. In some cults, trance states and thraldom are combined to create a heady, intoxicating atmosphere. In groups based on ideas drawn from Eastern religions or cultures, for example, it is common to talk about intoxication with God, expressed through love and subjugation to the will of the guru. In aberrant Christian-based cults and shepherding groups, the lure might be to become one with the body of Christ through belonging to a particular church and living in obedience to its strict guidelines. It is important to remember that thraldom is a form of bondage. To enthrall is to enslave. When thraldom is combined with deception, exploitation, or abuse, it becomes traumatic, painful, and shattering, which explains why many former cult members refer to their negative cult experiences as spiritual rape. Cult leaders and cult life can be likened to the authoritarian societies described in Hannah Arendt's seminal work, The Origins of Totalitarianism. From her examination of the goals of modern totalitarian movements, for example, Nazism, fascism, and Bolshevism, Arendt concluded that the single goal of those movements was the permanent domination of each single individual in each and every sphere of life. This description could just as easily apply to many cults. Negative cult experiences and their traumatic aftereffects need to be confronted and explored so that their effect can be diminished. This exploration allows positive and constructive developments to take hold. To facilitate healing, most cult survivors find it useful to understand the dynamics of cult organizations, their social structure and internal workings, concepts related to thought reform, indoctrination, and social psychological influence, and the sophisticated recruitment, retention, and control techniques cults use. Acquiring an objective understanding of your cult experience is a crucial part of moving beyond it.